All right, let's be going to Revelation chapter 9, if you will. We're going to begin back in Revelation tonight. And I've given you an outline, and you just fold that, put it in the leaf of your Bible to help you as we work our way through Revelation. These seven sealed judgments are sequential divine judgments which span the entire tribulation period, but the trumpet and the bowl judgments flow out of the seventh seal. The seals are in chapter 6, the trumpet judgments are in chapter 8, and the bowl judgments are in chapter 16. If you remember last time together, we looked at the first four judgments in chapter 8, 6 through 13. The first destroyed these first four trumpet judgments. An angel would blow a trumpet and then opening up this judgment that was to come. It was on Earth's ecology, and the last three would bring demonic destruction on humanity. Tonight we're going to begin to look at hell on Earth when the abyss is opened and demons are released. But the main thing about the first four trumpet judgments and on Earth's ecology is that there's going to be no more Earth Day. I don't know about y'all, but I'll be glad when Earth Day is over, because we don't worship the Earth. We worship the Creator who created the Earth, right? Now, that's the first four trumpets. Now, these last three trumpets that we're going to look at in chapter 9 and later in another chapter, they are called woes. They're the three woes. Why? Because they're awful and they're even more intense. As these judgments come, they're going to be even more intense and more frequent. And here we're going to see demons unleashed in these judgments. Out of the last woe comes the seventh bowl judgment, which happens right before the Lord's return. It's all there in your handout, okay? So tonight we begin to examine the last three trumpet judgments referred to as the three woes. And tonight we're going to look at the fifth trumpet and judgment of locusts or hell on earth. Let's begin looking at, you see on the screen, the two parts of the outline, destruction of the locusts and the description of the locusts. Now, let me tell you up front, these are not real locusts. These are demons who have the traits of locusts, okay? They come out of the abyss. They come out of the pit. The ones that are reserved, these are part of the ones that left their domain and came down in Genesis 6 that we were talking about. So let's look at, first of all, the destruction of the locusts. Notice verse 1. Who discharged them? Look in 9 verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him, notice that, to him. So it's not a real star. Y'all get that? To him was given the key of the bottomless pit. That's the abode of the most wicked angels, fallen angels. Okay, others around doing demon work, what demons do, but there are some reserved for this time. So who discharged them? Well, John sees a star which had fallen to earth. Now, some people believe, because of the Greek, it means that John did not see the star fall because it had already fallen. This star is not a heavenly body, but the Greek word refers to an angel. Job chapter 38, verse 7. Notice the word him. Again, we use the word the same way. It can mean a heavenly body or a person. Now, there's about three views about this star. Let me share them with you. Some say an angel that comes from heaven. A star fell from heaven. But I don't see anywhere in Scripture where there's another angel disobeying God and falling. The first ones were the ones, a third of the ones that fell with Satan when he was rebelled and he was cast out of heaven. Some identify him as Satan because of verse 11. Notice verse 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in the Hebrew tongue, Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name, Apollyon. Now, again, some identify him as Satan. The Greek grammar says he has fallen. And he has a key to the bottomless pit. Whoever this person or this angel is, he has a key. He has high ranking in the demonic world, and he has a key to the abyss, the bottomless pit. And yet it's all under God's control. And then some see this not as the original rebellion and fall back in, that we read about, But this being cast out of heaven completely in the tribulation when he tries to battle Michael and the holy angels, in Revelation chapter 20, there's going to be another battle in heaven. And right now, Satan has limited access to heaven. He's accusing the brethren, the Bible says. But he's going to be cast out completely in Revelation 12, 7 through 19. He knows his time is short. And so he opens the bottomless pit, all under the direction of God. Now, where were they discharged? Notice verse 2. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, and the smoke of the great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Let me go ahead and tell you right now that I believe hell is in the center of the earth. That's where I believe it is. Not in California, it's not in New York, it's in the center of the earth. Where were they discharged? The word abyss occurs seven times in Revelation. Luke 8:31 tells us that it's the abode of the demons. They are the most wicked and vile demons here in this abyss, who have been incarcerated again because of their rebellion in Genesis chapter 6. Remember Jude chapter 6, Jude verse 6 and 7? Now notice their activity. Let's just read verses 3 through 6 all together. It says, and there came out the smoke locusts of the earth, and then was power given, and the scorpions of the earth had power, as they have power. I don't know about you, but I've never been bit by a scorpion, but I understand it's not good. But these had the power of a scorpion, even greater power. Verse 4, it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree. Now, again, this is why we know they're not real locusts, because that's what locusts would eat, right? And he says, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. So who has the seal of God in the tribulation period? The 144,000. Now, notice verse 5, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. Now, it's interesting that the lifespan of a locust is 5 months. And so, again, they're not real locusts, but they're locust-like demons that appear like locusts. And for 5 months, they're going to torment people. Boy, that would be terrible. 5 months. Demons from hell just running hell on earth. I mean, it's going to be. Look what it says. And their torment was the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. Wow. And shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. They'll try to die, but they won't be able to during that time. So as you look at this, we see their activity. Again, these are not ordinary locusts because of their point of origin. They are real demons who carry out traits similar to locusts. We saw in verse 3 their description. The destruction of these demon insects inflict, described like scorpions. In one locust plague on earth here, it was estimated that 130 million locusts covered each square mile. But it's going to be even worse than that when these demon-like locusts are released. But notice their limitations again in verse 4. They're limited as by God about who they can strike, who they can bite, and how far they may go, and how long they will be doing it. They can't touch the vegetation, can't touch the 144,000 Jewish evangelists, and they will torment men for 5 months. Again, this is a normal lifespan of locusts. Now, again, they're not locusts, but he's using symbolic language here to describe what they're going to be doing. And notice their effect in verse 6. People will try to commit suicide, but they can't. Wow. It's going to be terrible. And so we see the destruction of the locusts. Now, look in verse 7 and 12. We see the description of the locusts. Notice verse 7 through 10. We see their likeness. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared into battle. And on their heads were as it were crowns like gold. And their faces were the faces of men. Now all this means something. And they had hair as the hair of women. And they sound like an ugly creature, doesn't it, me to you? It says they had hair of women. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running the battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and they were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Wow. So we see their likeness. And all of these are descriptive of these demons that came out of the abyss, all the way from the head to the tail. It speaks of something similar to a scorpion. These uncommon locusts are demons with great power, yet God is in complete control. Now, I got news for my people on TV that God is a God of judgment. Amen? And these are terrible judgments that are coming, but yet God set his limits and out of his mercy, and he's going to bring it to conclusion. Now notice verse 11 and 12. Notice their leader. And they had a king over them. You know, he had the key to the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, and in Greek tongue hath his name Abalon, Apollyon. Now, this is very difficult understanding of this. Is this a real angel? Is this Satan himself? Or what is this? Well, both of these names that we see in our text here in verse 11 mean destroyer. Again, some see this as an angel below Satan in a demonic hierarchy, and others see it as Satan himself. But I don't see it as Satan himself, because the Bible says that Satan roams the earth seeking whom he may destroy. So he can't be in two places at one time, because he's not omnipresent like God. Have you ever found it kind of funny when people said, "No, the devil's on my back today"? Okay, say you live in Pavo. No, we don't want to use Pavo. Say you live in Thomasville. You say, "The devil was on my back today." And then you got somebody in Monticello says, "No, he was on my back today." He can't be in two places at one time, right? He's not omnipresent like God, right? There's probably demonic activity going on. I don't think it's Satan, because he's out roaming about seeing whom he may destroy. But this one had the key to the bottomless pit. And I don't see him deserting the bottomless pit until the appointed time under God's control that he's going to release the demons. So two more woes are going to follow. This is bad enough, and I'm not going to keep you too long tonight. Oh, of course, we are getting along here, ain't we? But there's two more woes to follow. The sixth and the seventh trumpets speak of, again, demonic activity that's going to go on. And there was great demonic activity on earth when Christ was on earth, right? You can assume that, right? That's when they would want to be active. And there's going to be great demonic activity again in the tribulation period. There's some now, but not like it's going to be after the church is taken out. And this, none of this is for the church. It's for the Christ rejectors and those left behind who are going to go through these terrible woes, and they're going to get worse, and they're going to get worse. We'll see next week in verse 13 the four angels that come and again release more demonic activity across the river Euphrates, and we'll be looking at that. Well, not really next week, because a missionary will be with us and he'll have the evening service, but if you're not right with God, you'd better get right tonight. I kind of feel like I've got the same people here every Sunday, but I got to tell you, if you're not right with God, you need to get right, because you're going to be left behind, and you're going to have to be martyred for the faith. And I'm with David Jeremiah. If you heard a clear presentation of the gospel in the church age, you're going to be sent a strong delusion in the tribulation period. And so if you're not right with God, now's the time to respond. Can't you imagine demon-like locusts coming out of the pit? These creatures? Whoa. It's going to be terrible. Brother John, you're the historian. When was all the locust plagues in America? I hate to ask you, because you're not from America, but you probably know, right? Any of y'all know? Were there? 1920s? Well, that's appropriate, right? That's all I can say about that. Like, what's his name? Forrest Gump, that's all I can say about that, right? But I'll let you draw your own conclusion about that. But Father, tonight I pray that there's one here without Christ. Lord, that you convict their heart of their need for Christ. Make them miserable. May nothing ever be right with them until they come to Jesus. And I pray that you draw them through the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray that they will confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and to be saved and miss this time. And we say, yes, you need to come to Christ and miss these judgment, but the big impetus in coming into Christ is because he loved us and we should love him. And we should desire all that he has for us and not what we see here in these judgments. Father, I pray tonight as the invitation is given and as Wanda is playing, I pray you work in the hearts of people here that might understand this terrible time. As I was at the Art in the Park yesterday and went there to hear Morgan play in the symphony band, and I got to talk to one of the guys that, from Albany that brought the tent, that big tent. And he gave me an opening, being from Albany. He says, I don't understand why all these things are happening, tornadoes. And I began to share with him a biblical reason. But I don't think he heard me because his next statement was maybe to get better. So Father, I pray for him tonight. I pray that you'll take what I told him yesterday and you'll worm conviction in his heart and he'll come to Christ. Whatever it might be, we invite our people to come to this altar tonight. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right.